This is BOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden will make his first primetime address later today to mark the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 lockdowns. In a preview of his speech, Biden is expected to use the moment to pitch toward the future and how prospects will be improved by the passage of his nearly $2 trillion COVID relief bill. Biden's challenge Thursday night will be to honor the sacrifices made by Americans over the past year while encouraging them to remain vigilant despite the promise of the vaccines. The president will sign the COVID relief bill into law on Friday. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said that current vaccination levels indicate the United States could reach pre-pandemic levels of normal life by late August or early September. Fauci made the comment during a virtual news briefing on herd immunity by the White House COVID-19 response team. Fauci said their best estimates regarding when herd immunity would be reached and enough people are considered immune from the virus range between 70 to 85% of the U.S. population. Herd immunity doesn't make any one person immune, and outbreaks can still flare up. It means that a virus is no longer easily jumping from person to person, helping to protect those who are still vulnerable to catching it. A tourist bus plunged into a ravine on Indonesia's main island of Java after its brakes apparently failed, killing at least 27 people, injuring some 37 others, some of them seriously, late Wednesday. Authorities are continuing to investigate. Via remote, this is VOA News. People in Ginza Shopping District of Tokyo observed a minute of silence on Thursday to mark the 10th anniversary of the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster. The 9.0 quake struck in 2011 set off a massive tsunami that swept far inland, destroying towns and causing meltdowns at the Fukushima nuclear plant. More than 18,000 people died, mostly in the tsunami, and nearly a half million others were displaced. 10 years later, more than 40,000 people are still unable to return home, most of them from Fukushima, where many are still areas, that is, off limits due to the radioactive contamination. No deaths have been confirmed directly from that radiation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urging Myanmar's military to restore democratic control to the country following last month's coup. Guterres spoke after the UN Security Council unanimously called for reversal of the military coup in Myanmar, strongly condemning the violence against peaceful protesters and calling for utmost restraint by the military. Diplomats said the agreement was the result of a rare show of unity over Myanmar among the Council's 15 members that includes China. Movement began last month after Myanmar's military ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's democratically elected government in a coup. The February 1st coup reversed years of intentionally supported progress toward democracy in Myanmar after 5 decades of military rule and international isolation. The U.S. Senate voting Wednesday to confirm Merrick Garland as the next U.S. Attorney General. The vote 70-30, with several high-profile Republicans voting to confirm Garland. During the confirmation hearing, Garland said his first focus would be on investigating the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol. Garland also said he would not politicize the Justice Department or interfere in the ongoing tax investigation into Hunter Biden, the president's son. And the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet with their Chinese counterparts in Alaska next week. The Alaska meeting taking place after Blinken has meetings in Seoul as well as Tokyo. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.